There is an issue, as we've spoken about before, in relation to morale in the Garda Síochána, not just in relation to the new policing model, but the issue of, where Gardaí are concerned now with a new policing model where areas that have been amalgamated, divisions have been amalgamated, districts have been amalgamated. Some Gardaí are out in patrol on their own, and going to scenes on their own, waiting for backup on their own. There's a number of issues there, and I think, you can increase the sentencing guideline for assaults and frontline workers, as we've seen, from 7 to 12 years, but the issue here is what other protections can be put in place, and how do we reduce the number of assaults and members, because it seems we are in a very angry society. I've discussed this with somebody else today. We seem to be a very angry society, and there's an extremist element out there that sees the uniform, doesn't see the person behind the uniform, and are willing to injure them in any way, shape or form. And that's sadly for members of the Garda Síochána who've lost their lives or who are seriously injured on duty. It has a devastating effect, not only on the Garda members, but also on their families and their colleagues themselves.
The 128 Gardaí that have been injured in assaults so far the 6 months of this year, I suppose, we see that particularly rural areas are probably suffering from a lack maybe of numbers on the ground. The lack of... As you know, there was a time where people knew their local guard.
Unfortunately now, we've seen a different policing model that has come in, where it's hands-off communities as opposed to hands-on communities. But Gardaí are also very susceptible, and unfortunately, to the issues surrounding policing, where they're policing on their own or travelling longer distances now because of the amalgamations of districts and divisions. We've seen it here in Donegal. And I think it's a backward step. And I think when you look at the number of assaults that have been committed on Gardaí, not only in Gardaí, but frontline people that, like nursing staff in hospitals, fire staff, other people and ambulance staff, there is a serious concern in relation to the number of assaults on all of our frontline staff over the last number of years. And that's very concerning.